campaign promises, at least for 6 months. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
President Trump signing an extension of a waiver Thursday morning that will keep the embassy from relocating to Jerusalem, as he had earlier said he wanted to do. But while the move is something the Israeli government wants, it's something that the Palestinians strongly oppose. And holding off on a move now is seen as a way to avoid angering the Palestinians, as Trump is pushing the possibility of helping to broker a Palestinian-Israeli peace deal. I'm Chris Barnes.
Construction activity in the U.S. tapering off. The Commerce Department said today U.S. construction spending fell 1.4% in April, the largest decline in a year. The falloff is believed to be temporary, however, since construction has been one of the high points in the economy over the last 12 months. Declines in new home construction, non-residential construction, and government projects were also seen as contributing factors. USA Radio News.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Police in Arizona have announced the arrest of a man in connection with the murder of a teenager, and it was someone that she trusted. Here's the story from Jason Campidonia.
The body of Jaden Glom was found in the desert near Vail in mid-May. The stepfather of the 13-year-old was arrested earlier this week by Tucson police and then charged with first-degree murder and concealing a dead body in connection to the case. Glom was reported missing on May 10th, and then her body was found by a worker at a housing development the next day. Officials say Glom died of asphyxiation.
Law enforcement officials in Mississippi upset with their state legislature as they cut funding for what they see as a very critical operation. Randy Bell reports.
It's the sound of a crime being committed. Computers at the Attorney General's office monitor child porn chat rooms. And each time somebody downloads some of those sexually explicit images, investigators in the Crimes Against Children program hear about it.
We're going after those who are clearly interested in molesting children.
But Attorney General Jim Hood says that's one of nine programs that may have to be shut down if the legislature doesn't restore some money that's been cut from his budget when it meets in special session next week.
They don't really understand how important these programs are.
Hood says it's going to take about $4 million to maintain the Cybercrime Division and some other programs, including ones that benefit crime victims, law enforcement officers, and firefighters. Randy Bell in Jackson.
USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Welcome to Hunterdon County's internet radio station. It's a pleasure to have you join us this afternoon. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host. I have a question for you. Where do business people go to get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? And where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just don't find anywhere else? Well, it's right here at Teachable Moments in Business. Today we're broadcasting from Flemington. It's Thursday, June 1st, and we're happy that you're listening to the program today, and I have a wonderful guest. I'm very excited to have her here today, and I'd like to introduce you to Lisa Vanden Woldenberg, who is the owner of Great Finale in Flemington. So Lisa, congratulations for running a wonderful business, and thank you for being here to share information about it with us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Vicki Lynn. It's so a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I met you, actually heard you speak at a BW Nice event on a Wednesday morning, sometime last year, I think,
mm-hmm.
maybe a year and a half ago, and I was very impressed with your knowledge about wine, and you were talking about pairing it up with foods and also how to take care of wine, both red and white wines, and I took a bunch of notes, so I was very impressed, and I went home. Actually, my mind was so filled with all that information that you offered. I said, one of these days I have to nail you down to talk about it. It's a little bit more to learn. So today we're going to talk about how you got started in business and what makes your business special in the eyes of your customers. And there's a bunch of different topics that we're going to get into. But before doing that, I do have to take a look at the weather with our audience. So right now, according to the weather report, it's 79 degrees outside. In fact, it's actually sunny, and there's no rain. I heard this morning that in May we had over 2.5 inches more rain than normal. So I don't know how much rain we're going to have in June. They said, I heard on another report that it was going to be a dry and warm month, so we'll see. But right now it's 79 degrees. And this evening, there will be a low of about 50 degrees with a west wind of 8 to 13 miles per hour becoming light and variable in the evening. Then on Friday, here we go, isolated showers between 9 a.m. and noontime, and then scattered showers and thunderstorms afternoon. So the indication is that there will be precipitation of about 40% chance. So, but the new rainfall amounts will be less than a tenth of an inch. I guess that's a good thing. And then Friday night, scattered showers again, partly cloudy, around 51 degrees as well. So when we come back on the next weather report, I'm going to talk about the extended weather. But now a word from our sponsor.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
So welcome, Lisa, from Great Expectations.
Finale.
I was just saying, I keep saying that. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Great Finale. I like Great Finale better. you have a wonderful location. I went to a fundraiser, actually, in your building several years ago. You know when it was when we had the Sandy storm and everybody's electricity had gone out?
Yes.
And I was freezing to death. And was staying with a friend because my house didn't have electricity for, 4 days or so. And so I came down for that event and was very impressed with what you have to offer there.
Thank you.
So tell us a little about Great Finale in terms of what the business is all about, what it does, and then we'll get into some ideas that you've been able to implement to keep your business up and running and doing as well as it does.
Great. Great Finale is a hands-on winery. So we're not out in the countryside surrounded by vineyards. We're in a warehouse facility that we have converted into basically a professional winemaking school. And we import grapes from South Africa and Chile in the spring and California in the fall. And we basically help our clients take those grapes and make their own private labeled wine. So we have all the professional winemaking equipment. We help them crush the grapes, press the juice out, ferment the juice into wine. They barrel age it on our site, and then at the end of the process, they come back and they fill the bottles, put the corks in, put the labels on, and then they take their wine home to enjoy with family and friends. Some use them as gifts. Some use the winemaking as a team-building activity or client appreciation event, and I even work with brides and grooms on a very frequent basis to help them create wine wedding favors for their wedding.
Oh, my gosh, that's really interesting. Yeah. Well, I know that people that that take advantage of your program take a lot of pride in doing that, mm-hmm. and they take a lot of pride in the end result, because we went to the home of one of your customers a couple years ago, and he took us into his wine room. He had cases of wines that he had actually created at your location. And like I say, they enjoy creating the labels for them, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's really neat. Did you have you must have had a background in winemaking before opening your own business.
I did, but I have to admit that my home growing up, my parents' idea of great wine was what was in the cardboard containers that yeah. were in the refrigerator with the self-dispensers.
Oh, okay.
So the wine wasn't very good, so I hated wine, actually, when I was growing up. But I wanted to be a veterinarian, and UC Davis was where I wanted to go, yeah. so that's where I ended up. Ended up not becoming a veterinarian, but I kept my biochemistry major and had a professor who owned a vineyard and a winery, and a good friend who decided that it was his mission to make me a wine lover. And between the two of them, they actually did convert me into that. You know, unfortunately, I'm terrible with growing things. So when it came time to graduate, instead of going into the winemaking field, I went into another field because, at that time the concept was own a vineyard,
right.
harvest the grapes, make the wine. And, you know, the whole first half of that I just knew was not going to be my forte.
Yeah.
So I ended up first going into the aerospace industry and then the pharmaceutical industry, which is what brought me to New Jersey. But during that time, I kept up with wine tasting, wine education. And when I came back here, I actually was introduced to a couple who was making wine at a hands-on winery. They invited me to be part of their winemaking team. And after going through the process with them for a year, I was like, wow, I can do this. 2008, when the market, tanked, and I at that time had my own sales and marketing consulting business, I suddenly was competing with larger companies who were taking the projects that I had been working on. And so it was either, reinvent my business or, do something new. And that's when I approached my husband and I said, why don't I open a hands-on winery? And he said, do it. And that's how it all started. I did have experience with wine and winemaking, but not running a hands-on winery. So I actually interned at another hands-on winery for a year and a half, because when I opened my business, I wanted to make sure I focused on the quality of the product and the experience my clients had, instead of trying to figure out all the day-to-day operations. So I spent time with them for a year and a half, and then opened Grape Finale in Flemington, and we've been there now for 6 years.
That's really interesting. You have a great location. The building is quite sizable, and you can accomplish a lot, I'm sure, in that space.
Yeah, we have a 6,250 square foot facility,
and
we have our main winery floor, but we also have a mezzanine, and I love the mezzanine because it allows people, we want this to be a fun social event for people. And I encourage my clients to come early, stay late, bring food and beverages, make a social event out of it. And what a better place to have that social activity outside of when they're making wine than this mezzanine, where they set up their food and their drink, and they can overlook the winery floor. So when they're not making wine, they can watch other people make wine, and yet they still have a really nice place in order to have an enjoyable experience before and after their winemaking session.
That's very nice. Wow. Well, we're going to hear a few words from our sponsors. When we come back, I'd like to get some insight from you as to what it takes to become successful in a business, because obviously you're doing very well. You're well known in your business. And so, Lisa, we're going to be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio Station. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today, and my wonderful guest is Lisa Vanden Woldenberg, who is the owner of Grape Finale. And she has shared with us how the business evolved and became into being. But you had mentioned to me during the break that you were able to work with a mentor, and I do believe it's important to talk to somebody who's been there and done it. I assume was your mentor familiar with the industry?
Yes, okay. Actually, he owned a hands-on winery himself.
He did. See, and I know people that have had mentors, but who had no familiarity with the businesses that people were going to be going into. So, what were some of the tips and information that you gained from that relationship with your mentor that you were able to put into practice?
It was interesting because I had not met him before, made wine with him before, but I had been making wine someplace else. And instead of just taking a look at where my environment was and what I was comfortable with, I went out and I actually visited a number of different hands-on wineries. And when I got to his place, the atmosphere, the environment, the product, everything just kind of really clicked with me. And I thought, wow, this is how I want things to be at my place. So I chose him, not really having been there as a client, but having visited and I told him why I was there. You know, this is what I wanted to do. I was looking for a mentor to help me out, and you know, he was willing to do that. And once I got that experience, that comfort level, in liking sort of what he'd set up, you know, then we decided to have this relationship where I interned with him, and then he also helped me work to set up my business. But I think one of the the big things that was so important for me was making sure that I had the capital I needed right from the get-go, and something that would sustain me until the business actually started generating a profit. I've seen way too many people come in and start a business and not have that capital there. They think they're going to, the money's just going to start flowing in, and, so they only have a small stash pile set away. So he made sure that, he just told me, it's going to take you this long to get a profit. You're going to have this amount of money, and I made sure I had that in place in order to make sure I got through that until I hit the point where we started making money and we're able to sustain ourselves.
Well, that's it's interesting. You're absolutely right. I've counseled literally hundreds, probably thousands of small business owners, and they go into a business based on the passion that they have for it, but they don't have the administrative skills or the preparation. And one of the things that many of them don't do is they don't write business plans.
Oh, I did that.
So I think some people don't write business plans because they're afraid that if they do it, they'll discover they shouldn't be going into that business.
Mm-hmm.
So they sort of step over it and wish to just move ahead, thinking that they have it all figured out, and they come quite surprised. And some of the things that I run into with people that have not planned ahead is that they haven't identified their target audience.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, who are they, where do they hang out, and how are you going to get hold of them? We talked earlier in the break that many of them don't have the technology in form of databases, CRM systems, to keep track of contact information. And the more technology, the more use of technology that you have, the more power you have to communicate. Because business doesn't happen, as you said, it doesn't happen overnight. It's, you know, it's all the field of dreams, build and they will come. Just because you have a business doesn't mean that you're going to get the business that you think you should be having. And so people are just not prepared. They're actually not prepared with messaging. I've talked to people who have said, I've said to them, why should somebody do business with you? And people can't tell me. They struggle even with statements like that. But what about the messaging that you send out? We talked about being a product-driven versus customer-driven. What is your position on your messaging to your audience?
I mentioned I was in the aerospace industry. I also spent a big chunk of time in the pharmaceutical sales arena. And so I got some of the best sales training out there and marketing training that you can possibly get.
Yeah.
But I think one of the big mistakes that people make is they sell based on features and not on benefits. And I think some of that has to do with the fact, like you said, they don't really understand their audience. Maybe they don't really understand their product and how it fits in the marketplace. But I think that is incredibly important. You really have to identify people's needs, and then you have to tell them why your product or service meets those needs. What's in it for them? What's the benefit,
exactly,
you know, for them? And with the process that we have and the product that we deliver to people, the wine is... Well, first of all, it's award-winning, which was actually something I really hadn't planned on. I hadn't even put that in my business plan, you know, having the wine entered in contests. So that's actually helped us along. But the wine is winning in competitions. Clients have won 63 medals and 4 titles to date with wine we've helped them make. Yes, and it's evaluated by the American Wine Society, you know, on a scale that they use to evaluate wines, you know, all over the country. Last year we had clients who won Best of Show, Best Red, Best White, over at the American Wine Society competition at the New Jersey State Fair. So the product is good, and the reason it's good is because we get premium grapes. We don't cut corners. You know, everything is clean, so there's no contamination. We don't add the sulfites that people do when they're making commercial wine. I mean, our wine has 50 parts per million of sulfites versus the 350 parts per million that you find on bottles in the liquor store shelf. There are people that actually have major sensitivities to all that sulfite. So, you know, that's something that we talk to people about, and they come to us because they can drink the wine that they make at our place where they can't drink it in, what they buy in the liquor store. The other thing is there's all kinds of additives and other preservatives and things that are in commercially produced wine. We don't add that. Yeah. There's no color additives. There's no gelatins in there. You know, a lot of these, they change the product. I think they make it a lesser quality. They make it less enjoyable. They cover up more of the natural flavors. So we talk to people about that as well. And by making sure that, you know, we're careful, it's a clean product, we get the best grapes that we possibly can, and we follow a set of SOPs that has proven to produce great wine time and time again, you know, that we produce a great product. Local sommeliers tell us that our wine is comparable to $25 to $40 bottles of wine, yet people are coming in and experiencing the fun of making their own wine, and it's costing them $13 to $16 a bottle. So it's, you know, it's very economically priced as well. And then it's just a fun thing to do. I tell people, you know, my clients come in happy because they're looking forward to the experience. They're happy the whole time they're here, and they leave happy, you know. I try to create a wine Disneyland for adults. And we don't, you know, there's a lot of people out there that want to make the whole business of wine very difficult with point systems and different ways to twirl and taste and all that stuff. We keep it very, very simple. It's relaxed. It's enjoyable. People love the experience. They come out with a quality product, and they just have a lot of fun doing it. So,
well, this is, I'm always looking for what is referred to as a USP or a unique selling proposition. You have many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so depending upon the client and what their needs are, or their perhaps allergic reactions to sulfites, you can get into so many unique selling propositions that really make you really differentiate you in the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
which is, that's tremendous. I really think it's wonderful. What about now networking? We've talked about the fact that you are a member of the Chamber of Commerce, and you've also networked with, obviously, at BW Nice since you were a speaker there.
Mm-hmm.
But what are some of the networking activities that you get engaged in?
I'm also a member of BNI, Business Networking International, which is a much more structured networking environment than some of the other groups. But that really appealed to me because I come from a corporate environment,
yeah.
You know, where structure is a big deal. And I've found that to be very helpful as well as just doing, you know, I've been members of women's clubs and newcomers clubs and small biz networking of Hunterdon County. So I've really tried to get out there and just make people aware of my product. I mean, honestly, where most of my referrals come from is word of mouth, you know, so people actually, you know, knowing that I exist, coming in and experiencing the product or the experience itself and sharing that with people is where a lot of my referrals really come from.
That's very good. I think you would agree that that word of mouth is obviously extremely important, but you also have to have some online exposure as
yes.
well to complement the offline. So what are some of the social media activities that you're engaged in?
We have a Facebook page, Instagram, LinkedIn, and also Twitter. And I'm constantly posting on those. One thing that I've done is come up with a Wine Sense Wednesday. So every Wednesday we have a little educational piece up there, be it something related to winemaking or about wine or getting wine stains out of your clothes. You know, it's something that people are interested in, and we post that on a fairly regular basis. I do a monthly newsletter, which I send out through my contact list, post it on Facebook and all my different social media sites. I'm constantly posting things or talking about things related to wine education, or just sharing what's going on at Grape Finale. I put a lot of pictures of my clients enjoying their winemaking experience, or, we also do event hosting. One of the things that's big now are non-traditional venues. I'm definitely a non-traditional venue. And I have a lot of business owners that are coming in doing meet and greets and various other things at the winery, in addition to having brides and grooms coming in and doing bridal showers. And I'm posting pictures about that in and tagging people in them. I mean, you know, once you, especially on Facebook, when you tag somebody in there, then their whole network of people sees it. And I have people sharing and posting and commenting and, you know, so I'll tell you, it is definitely a lot of work, but
yes,
it's also
it
a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, good for, do you have anybody helping you to do this?
Not right now, I don't.
Yeah, you're doing it all. I give you a lot of credit because you're doing all the right things, and it does take time to do it. When we come back after some of the messages we have to offer here, I'm going to ask you a couple more questions. So bear with me here for a moment, and we're going on to our to hear some more from some of our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
People started running out, so the injuries, there are no confirmed fatalities.
A reporter outside the Resorts World Manila in Newport City, Philippines. Gunfire and explosions as terrorists stormed the building. This reporter witnessed panicked people trying to escape the building.
Some claimed that they had to jump from the second floor to get out of the building. There are no confirmations on explosions, but there is definitely fire.
The Senate Intelligence Committee will be hearing testimony from fired FBI Director James Comey 1 week from today. Comey will appear in an open hearing and is expected to be asked about reports that President Trump urged him to back off the investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The FBI is investigating Russian meddling in the presidential election and alleged links between Moscow and the Trump campaign. USA Radio News.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today. And just to take a look at the extended weather forecast, as I had indicated a little earlier in the program, we're looking at scattered showers again on Friday night and then again on Saturday, a slight chance of showers before 9 o'clock in the morning, but otherwise the indication is that it will be a nice nice day, mostly sunny with a high near 76 with a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers after 9 o'clock at night. That's good to know. And then on Sunday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 74 degrees. And there's a chance of that precipitation at the rate of 50%. So a new rainfall amounts will be less than a tenth of an inch, which sounds good. Sunday night, showers are likely. Monday, showers are likely. I thought it was supposed to be dry in June. It doesn't look that way at the moment. And then again, Monday night, some more showers possibly. So you better keep your umbrellas and your raincoats handy. So we're talking to Lisa, my guest, who is the owner of Grape Finale in Flemington, and it's a hands-on winery. And you and I have been talking about business practices and the importance of having word of mouth, but also the social media. You've shared with us all the social media activities you're engaged in, which are substantial. You really do a lot. I give you a lot of credit. When you're using social media and also any advertising that you may do or speaking, are you able to give your audiences and your readers a call to action to give them a reason to come to you to find out more? Do you build a call to action into that messaging?
It depends also on what time of year and what's going on at the winery as well. Normally if you come to my website, there's something that'll pop up that'll talk about grapes arriving or time to order your grapes now to get things done. I do that in my newsletters. I give people heads up, this is when we're going to start making wine, this is when the grapes are going to come in, you need to come in and get your order in so we can get you started on the process. If we have events that are coming up, barrel samplings or open houses or grand samplings events or things like that, I'll talk about those and why people should attend those in order to become more familiar with our product, and then, how the process goes in terms of starting the process with winemaking and whatnot.
Well, that's very good. You're giving people reasons. I call it knocking on your door. You're giving them reasons to find out more about what you have to offer.
Exactly.
And that's wonderful. And so many people that have messages really don't include the call to action. And what often they'll say is, well, this is what we do. Here we are. If you're ever interested, give us a call. Well, that's not enough, and you're doing what needs to be done to keep the flow of customers coming through your door.
Yeah, and I mean, before every season, the two seasons that we have, the spring and the fall, we do a series of open houses, and they're absolutely free.
Yeah.
So people can come in, they can sample wine. We encourage them to bring their barrel buddies with them, because more often than not, people come in and they want to make this a social activity, so they've got friends, neighbors, colleagues. So bring your group in, sample wine, decide as a group what you want to make, order your grapes, and then that's how the process starts. But those are free. And we try to do those, on a Friday night, Thursday night, Saturday or Sunday, days when people are usually free and they can come in and spend time. And, I mean, quite honestly, who doesn't like to come in and sample wine? The other thing is we do barrel samplings. That's not something that I see offered a lot. In the area, people love to come in and sample wine right from the barrel as it's developing. So that's kind of a novel thing, and I think that actually pulls some people in who maybe they don't feel like they want to come to an open house because they don't see it as being really unique. But being able to come to a barrel sampling event, that might be something that really gets them in the door. Or even the grand samplings event. We've actually partnered with Metropolitan Seafood and the Fudge Shop. To do these grand sampling events where Mark Drabich, the fishmonger from Metropolitan Seafood, comes in and prepares three dishes right in front of you. We pair them with a sample of our wine, and then the Fudge Shop comes in at the end with truffles and chocolate samples, which we pair with a sample of our port. That's an awfully fun event, and that's something that you can, you know, as a business owner, can, you know, share with clients. You know, as a, if you're, I have some meetup groups that come in, that's one of their activities. The 100 and Food and Wine Enthusiasts comes in on a regular basis, yeah, with those, where the whole group gets together, they get a table, and they participate in this event. So that's another way for me to sort of showcase my product, showcase my venue for events.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty big facility. It's, I think there's only one other facility in the area that offers what I do from the standpoint of being a non-traditional venue. So people get the opportunity to come in and sort of experience what we can do, what we have to offer, not only from products, but also as an event venue as well.
I had no idea that you did all this. I assume the dates of these events are on your website.
Yes, we have a grand samplings event coming up on June 13th. Tickets are available through Eventbrite. And then I always have my events posted on Facebook as well as on our webpage.
Very nice. Marketing is education.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the ability to educate both your customers as well as your staff. Can you talk about education and how important it is?
Oh, absolutely. I think one thing that business owners don't do a good job of is really educating their staff on how to promote their business for them and their product. And we spend a lot of time doing that at Great Finale. We make sure, not even just the staff, our families. You know, my children have worked at the business. They know the business. They've talked about the business with clients who've ended up and come in and making wine or scheduling an event with us. So in addition to just the people that I network with, my staff and my family are educated, and they actually help me promote my business as well. So I think if business owners aren't doing that, they're really missing a great resource for marketing and sales for their business.
I totally agree. Your first best customer is your staff.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're not happy campers, your customers will not hear about the business. And if they do come in, they may not come back if they don't see that that enthusiasm and the knowledge that keeps them interested. And they can learn from these folks. What are there... the customers that you have served so far, are there tactics that you can implement to have your customers help share that word of mouth word? What is it that, obviously they're going to become evangelists for your business, but mm-hmm. are there any special methods that you use to get those customers to talk you up?
Oh, sure. I mean, we have a referral program. You know, so our customers who bring in new clients, you know, and if they come in and do a quarter barrel experience or half barrel experience, mm-hmm. you know, there's incentives for that. We give them credits that they can apply towards, you know, the winemaking that they continue to do. And I do have a lot of repeat customers. I have customers who come in and make one season every year. I have customers who come in and make both seasons every year. I have other customers who come in every other year. You know, but we do have that referral program, and you know, that definitely helps. The other thing I do too is I actually send emails out and I ask people to review us. You know, can you share your experience, you know, on Google or Yelp, you know, for Great Finale?
Mm-hmm.
And I do it in a way where, you know, I send it out to them and I say, and if we haven't earned 5 stars, you know, in terms of the experience that you had with us, and I, you know, I really want you to tell me what are the things that we could do better in order to make sure that this is one of the best experiences that you could possibly have. So we go out and do that as well.
So what are some of the other business tips that you can offer our listeners that would help them to run their own businesses?
Oh, I would say, first of all, you need to, the marketplace is constantly changing. The needs of the clients are constantly changing. I mean, look at all the different generations that you have. You know, first of all, you need to know your customer, and you need to know how to meet the needs of those customers, but also keep up with the changing needs. And then you need to really stay on top of ways to really market your business. I mean, for me, did I know anything about websites and SEO and social media and all of that? No. I mean, if you think you're going to get in the business and you know everything that you need to do and you stop learning and growing and making sure that the way that you're handling your client and marketing your business, if you're not changing that over time, then I think you're really missing the boat. So one of my mantras is, if you're ripe, you rot. If you're green, you grow. And I think that not only applies to you as a business owner, but also to the business itself. Never, never assume that things should stay the same because they're working.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You got to stay on top of your game, at the top of the competition, on top of your clients, and make sure you really understand from day to day what you need to be doing. And, I mean, do I do things the same that I did when I first started? No. Everything has changed.
Yeah.
So, get out there and talk to people and learn. Make sure you also have a good relationship with some of your competition. You know, I have a great relationship with a Hands-On Winery owner in South Jersey. You know, we help each other out with problems. We share ideas. We talk about the things that we're doing, what's working, what's not working. You know, make sure you have touch points with everybody that, you know, affects your business.
Exactly.
Clients, competition, and continue to learn so that you continue to grow. Because if you don't continue to change and meet the changing needs of the business world and your clients, you're going to die.
That's true. And I've talked to many people who have been in business for, say, 10, 15 years, and they become very lax. They take their customers for granted. And meanwhile, younger business owners are what I call sneaking in the back door. They end up stealing the customers away. And it's sad to see that, but you've got to keep up, and that's exactly what you're doing. We're going to hear from a few more of our sponsors, and I'm going to come back, and we'll get onto a few more topics.
Great.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business here on the Hunterdon Chamber radio station. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon, and I have a wonderful guest, Lisa Van Waldenberg, who is the owner of Grape Finale, and she's quite a pioneer, I think, in this business from what you've been sharing with me. You've talked about a couple of things that I thought were interesting. You talked about the competition. Mm-hmm. There are concepts where you do need to keep in touch with the competition because you don't want them to speak ill of you.
Mm. And you never speak ill of the competition.
So it's called coopetition. And when you have that relationship, there are times that you can do certain types of work or services that the other person can't do, or vice versa. So it's important that you have those relationships.
Absolutely.
with the other people. And the other thing that we talk about in my marketing classes would be fusion marketing. And this is where you form relationships with other business owners who don't have your type of business. And you mentioned the Metropolitan Fish Company and also the chocolate company.
The fudge shop, yep.
That's wonderful. Because each of your companies has a target audience. And if you can promote this event where you're coming together, for a special program, I think is wonderful. So that's called fusion marketing. That's a way to find more customers.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely encourage that. Another thing is cause-related marketing, and you have done some programs to help nonprofit organizations.
Yes, we've done We've done fundraisers with several Family Promise of Hunterdon County, the Manistow Sorelli Foundation. They're a cancer group. So there's a number of groups that have come in, and we've helped do fundraisers for. And also, the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce came in and made their 100th anniversary wine with us, which was great. So, you know, they got a group of people together, and they came in and made a Cab Carmenere blend, and that was a lot of fun. It's got the 100th anniversary label on that, and, you know, to a certain degree, that was a little bit of a fundraiser as well, but it was also an opportunity for, you know, them to interact with some of their clients and business owners in order to create a product that, you know, really was a piece of history for them. So
that's interesting. You know, you talked about being flexible, and you're also a risk taker. That's what small business owners do. But have you been able to work on some new combinations of grapes for some new wines?
Oh yeah. I mean, as I said before, I have some clients who literally have been with me since day one, and I'm constantly, because I want to keep things interesting and exciting for them. I want them to keep that same level of enthusiasm that they had for what we offer that they did when they first walked in the door. So I'm constantly looking for new blends to make and grapes from different regions. A couple years ago, we introduced a Opus 1 blend. You know, I went and looked at the various Opus vintages and picked one that really appealed to me from the standpoint of, you know, the aromas and the characteristics of the wine, and used their, I guess you would call it a recipe in terms of percentages of grapes to create that at grape finale. You know, am I using Napa grapes or, you know, the same grapes that Opus 1 is? No. But we're getting grapes from the Sassoon Valley. We're creating our Opus blend, which is, a commemorative wine to the real Opus blend, and people are very happy with it, and it's won medals. We've also created a Prisoner blend. We've put in a Primus blend and, several other types of blends that people have been very excited with. In terms of grapes, this year we were able to get Cabernet Sauvignon grapes from Stellenbosch in South Africa.
Really?
Yes. Well, and so we have Stellenbosch Cabernet that we're making. This fall, I'll be introducing grapes from Washington and Oregon into the mix. Last fall, we decided that we were going to add a rosé. So we are making a direct press method of Provence-style rosé, which is turning out really good. So, some of these I don't have samples to offer because we've never made them before, but I have certain client groups who've made wine with me long enough where they'll come to me and say, okay, what are we making this year? You know, or do you have something new that we can become a part of that? And, also winemaking practices change, and I try different things with different barrels and talk to the clients about that and make them part of the process. So, my clients seem to enjoy it. They're happy with their wine. And, we continue to grow and develop our product line and do things to increasingly meet more and more people's needs.
I'm curious. I've traveled through upstate New York, and I've seen quite a few vineyards. Do you bring in wine from grapes from upstate New York?
Not yet. But we're definitely thinking about it. I actually have a client who owns a vineyard up in the Finger Lakes. And interestingly, this was something that he wanted to bring in as, you know, a future retirement project. And his wife bought him a gift certificate for a winemaking experience at our place to help him learn more about winemaking But we have an open invitation to go up there and learn more about the grapes in that area. And who knows, maybe that's a region that we will be bringing grapes in somewhere down the road.
Interesting. I'm switching around a little bit, but you had talked about the importance of understanding your customers and really identifying their needs and changes in their buying habits, perhaps, or their personal philosophies. On this program, we've talked a few times about millennials, and those millennials are our current customers for most companies. How do you see millennials in their decision process versus some of the older, say the boomers and the Generation X's?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see a difference in the way they function or make decisions?
Yeah, I have millennials at my house, and they are my children. So, and they constantly surprise me. Interestingly, last year there was a lot of talk about wine consumption with millennials and how they were really driving, the wine industry in terms of coming up with new and different ways to appeal to them, to get them in the door, to actually get them enjoying wine. And so you saw a lot of canned wines and bagged wines and things like that. What I found with, and I've even been to various wine events where I've, millennials have been in there, and I've asked them, how they establish their desire to get involved with wine and the types of things that they're looking for. The millennials are looking for something that's fun, non-traditional, that they can really enjoy with other people. In sort of a way that's not like what they're normally doing every day, which is sitting in front of a computer.
Yeah.
Right? So they're looking for, a fun experience. They do like experiences, but they like them in small packages as well. So, we try to offer again, with our event hosting, we're getting a lot of them coming in and doing, wedding showers and things like that, but also talking to them in a way about how they can come in with a winemaking experience with people, and cut it up a little bit so that everybody gets, so I sell it a little differently. The older crowd comes in and they're looking to make big quantities of wine. The younger crowd is looking for how can I get a piece of this and really enjoy the experience. So I talk to them a little bit more about, you come in and you do a quarter barrel, but you divide it up by case, and each person gets a case when they walk out. So it's a little bit different.
Well, thank you for sharing all this information, because I'm sure that our listeners will come away with some tips that they can implement in their own businesses. We've covered quite a bit actually here today. So we're about to conclude. If you can please just share with us again your website, your phone number, how we can get in touch with you, and any final quickie little words of wisdom.
Oh, wonderful. My business is Great Finale Hands On Winery. We're located in the Bartles Corner Business Park at 8 Bartles Corner Road, Suite 107 in Flemington. Our telephone number is 908-237-0302, and our website is grapefinale.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And, we would love to help you make the leap from wine lover to winemaker. So please come and join us, and we can help you do that.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa Van den Waldenburg. That's a mouthful for me.
Definitely is.
You're wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vicki Lynn. It was a pleasure being here today.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
People started running out, so the injuries, there are no confirmed fatalities.
A reporter outside the Resorts World Manila in Newport City, Philippines. Gunfire and explosions as terrorists stormed the building. This reporter witnessed panicked people trying to escape the building.
Some claim that they had to jump from the second floor to get out of the building. There are no confirmations on explosions, but there is definitely fire.
The Senate Intelligence Committee will be hearing testimony from fired FBI Director James Comey 1 week from today. Comey will appear in an open hearing and is expected to be asked about reports that President Trump urged him to back off the investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The FBI is investigating Russian meddling in the presidential election and alleged links between Moscow and the Trump campaign. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as Mr. Relentless. To be relentless requires constant energy. That's why I take NAD Plus Cell Regenerator from Life Extension. As we age, our cellular metabolism declines. But you can fight back with NAD Plus. NAD Plus provides advanced support for cellular health. It revitalizes your cellular energy. Now you can get NAD Plus at half off. That's 50% off retail price only for my listeners. Call toll-free 855-870-6622, 855-870-6622. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Napa Know-How.
That's not heavy metal music. Or the